Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Nation, everybody, we got our Georgia fam in the house.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I see Portia's still out, but we got a two for him because we got Quad from Married to Medicine, and then we got Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked hanging out. So it's gonna be a full show.
Hey. Oh, that's right.
So later in the show, we all know that John Mayer likes to date famous celebrities. Did he find a new one to date? We'll talk about that.
Yeah. He's John Mayer. I mean, he's got quite a resume.
And okay. We're also going to talk about the crazy things that models have to do before runway shows. Mm. Finally, I have Frank's attention.
I'm an angel.
Right. But before we go on, you know, it was a very rough morning here for us in Los Angeles because just in our backyard, there was a shooting that happened last night at a place that we have frequented. We have friends and family. It is in our backyard in Thousand Oaks, California. So before we go any further, I want to say that, you know, our hearts and thoughts and prayers and all that are with all of you, you know.
And the first responders as well, who were so brave going in to save others.
So thank you so much. So let's switch gears a little bit because life does go on. And Brat, what you got?
Well, Heidi, these two celebs might be having the most conscious uncoupling since Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. Exes Chris Pratt and Anna Faris have hashed out their divorce agreement after 8 years of marriage, and some of the details of the split in custody of their six-year-old son are unusual for a Hollywood couple. Okay, so check this out. Anna and Chris have agreed to set child support at zero. Wow. Nothing.
The kid doesn't need anything. It's fine.
Nothing.
Your parents are loaded.
Wow. They waive the right to spousal support for each other, and they live no further than 5 miles apart from each other for the next 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So what do y'all think about these rules? Do you like it?
That's amazing.
This should be the prototype for Hollywood divorces, because there's a lot of times where both people are both equally yoked and have money, and they're still having to pay a crazy sum to their ex. Right, this is convenient. Right.
A, that they are handling themselves in this divorce is amazing.
This is
a true partnership, and they are not being bitter towards one another. Not say, like, we're going to just set the child support at zero? What? I'm over here being sued for child spousal support right now.
Well, are you really?
Yes.
Well, they said you took all the furniture out of the house, Quad.
I took what was mine.
And you do got money, so.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I was very fair, Gary, and I'm happy that you brought that whole furniture thing up, because me and this sleep number, I got to tell you.
And that sleep number.
You got your number set
and
everything?
Right.
Well, you know, I had my number set. Absolutely. That man had to come with... Listen, my name is on the receipt. True to my name is...
It's finally here, the Super Bowl of fashion shows. I love this one. It's the annual Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Look how giddy he is.
It's happening tonight. Come on, angels.
All the blood is draining from his face.
Exactly. You know, the men of football train rigorously to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And these lovely ladies on the fashion show need to be in fighting shape as well, like model Shanina Shake. She does lymphatic massages to drain her body of excess fluids and works out 3 times a day leading up to the show.
By the way, I've done the lymphatic massage and...
How much fluid do you have?
It hurts. Well,
it hurts, and I'm not running up or walking the runway.
What does that involve? A lymphatic massage. What do they do? It's just they rub the bone?
Like a lymph node.
Like the deepest tissue massage you can ever get that you don't want again. And that's what it's like.
I've had one. They don't work. I had to pee after, but that was the only fluid I got rid of.
Crazy. Yeah.
Well, have you tried this? Georgia Fowler, she does oxygen facials to fill her skin with moisture and keep that glow, and works out 7 days a week.
I've done that, too. I think the part I'm missing on all these is the working out.
Do we think these ladies are already beautiful women? They're doing a little too much?
They are beautiful.
Yeah. I think sometimes like models like this could be a little bit obsessive about how they look. I mean, they're fine the way they are, and like, oh, I just had a grape. I'm sure you're gonna see it in my belly. Like, nah, like go.
They can't be with a man like Jason. I mean, because hell, you big and look how small they are.
Honey, well, Jason, don't want them no way.
Me and the guys that I'm involved with have a very clear understanding. I got the money, you got the abs. It's a perfect match. I ain't got it. It's a perfect match.
All right, y'all. Well, it looks like John may have found his new. Smashler! Yeah, we got a quiet now.
We kind of let it creep down. Are we surprised?
No, y'all helped me out. It was great. But Singer Halsey is shutting it down. Now, the pair have been openly flirting on Instagram, and that sent fans speculating that the two were hooking up. Because 9 times out of 10, if John Mayer is talking to a female, he's having sex with him. But Halsey let the world know that it is not happening. She tweeted out, I just had a groundbreaking idea. What if we let female artists have friends without assuming that they're sleeping together? I know. It's, like, completely ambitious, but, like, imagine if we, like, tried.
It does not happen,
okay? What doesn't happen?
They just gonna assume it anyway, no matter what you do, who you take a picture with. I took a picture in Vegas with my best friend, Stephanie Gale, and they was like, oh, that's her girlfriend, or anybody I'm with. It's like, you put me dating them. I can't have no damn friends.
You know what, Brad? You're so right about that, because yesterday when we went to lunch, we took a picture, and Brad was so paranoid about it. She's like, wait a minute, it's gonna look like we're together. Oh, my God,
I was.
Girl, we're taking a picture.
Newly single quad has been seen cuddled up with the brat at a restaurant in Atlanta.
See? But people will do that for no reason because they don't got else to do.
Well, Gary, me and you should take a picture after the show and post it and see what they say.
Jason, do it.
No, they're going to throw me out the sorority. Girl, you're a dyke.
Well, Gary and Jason, you're going to love this story. Actor Chris Pine, he is best known for Star Trek movies and Wonder Woman. He's got a new Netflix movie coming out. It's called Outlaw King, but all the talk seems to be focusing around a couple seconds of the movie. Now, I did look this up, where we get to see Chris Pine's Pinewood.
What?
There's a headline after the movie premiere that even said this. Now, imagine this being said about your penis. Quote, Chris Pine's penis dazzles audience at opening night of the Toronto Film Festival.
Not dazzling, it's
dazzles an audience.
Yeah.
Like, did it have a speaking part?
Yeah. Just whistled. That, of course, drew comparisons to another actor that showed us his penis in a movie called Shame. Actor Michael Fassbender.
That's the one I'd show my penis in, Shame.
In a recent interview, Chris felt like he had to respond to the comparison. He said, quote, a lot's been made about me being nude, and quite honestly, I'm only naked for... It's no Fassbender situation. I mean, I'd certainly match him.
Oh,
I think it takes a real man to be able to size his penis up against another man's penis.
If we're at the gym or something, walk through a locker room, and there happens to be guys naked, you look down at their penis. Yeah, that ruler in your head comes out, measures theirs, compares it to yours,
and you're like,
Is this something you want to tell us?
No, it's an imaginary ruler that comes out of my head, measures theirs, and goes, okay, I'm all right.
When you do this, how long are you sitting in the locker room, and did you work out at all that day?
Now he's going to take a shower. Who on the show today would go full frontal in a movie? I mean, if you had to show, who would go full frontal? Me? No. I wouldn't.
You would not.
Me neither, honey.
Even on your best day where you're like, that ain't too shabby today.
If the bag is right, I'll do it.
I think I would, too.
It would have to be directed by, like, a really dope director. You know, like, certain dudes are always going to get nominated. Well, not, if your penis is exposed in a Michael Bay film, it's getting blown up.
That's a good one.
All right, so after the break, the Brad Tatted Tat is dropping jewels for those who need a little help in their relationship department. We got that coming right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
Sometimes life is better, honey, when the girls are out and the weekend found that out. out during a live performance this week in his hometown of Toronto. Now, a fan got so excited that they decided to toss a present on stage for the singer. Check this out.
Throw a bra on the stage.
Maybe she wanted to let loose.
Well, I just remember back in old school, the people used to throw their panties, so I think he's getting off good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's easier to throw a bra than it is a pair of panties.
He's not that attractive. And I was just in Miami last weekend, and I had dinner with Lenny Kravitz. That's the original sex guy when it comes to a man with, like, weird dress. Yes, and he still got the dress, so yes. I don't know, Weekend. I'm not feeling the Weekend like that.
Are you saying he's saying the dolphin on stage? That...
Well, anyway.
No, not the goat.
Well, anyway, y'all, that's a mess, Brad. But now here's the hot tea, y'all, right here, baby. His girlfriend, Miss Bella Hadid, was right there, honey, when it happened. Now, I don't know, honey, about y'all, but, honey, that incident may have made her claws come out, and it may have made my claws came out.
This is what happens. It's expected if you're a superstar, a rock star.
So, Brad, I mean, you've been rocking for a minute.
Why you gotta say me? Why you gotta ask?
Because you're the only one. You've been on more stages. I mean, like, what's the craziest thing people throw on stage at you?
Panties and blunts.
Wait a minute. I understand the panties, but panties, blunts?
Yeah, blunts.
Because you got to smoke something
after. Places where people smoke in the, you know, in the arena or the venue, they be like, Brad, smoke something. And I be having blunts and joints and all kind of stuff flying
on
stage.
And when y'all get backstage, wow. Do you dissect them to make sure it's the right kind?
Actually, I smoke nothing that's thrown to me that's not roan in my eyes.
Smart.
That's
very
right.
Smart.
That's a very smart woman. She is.
Baby, a queen been through you some hash.
Okay.
But you know what? One thing I've always respected about you, Brad, is you always not only spit the dopest rhymes available, but you always give really good advice. Like, you're like the hip-hop Dr. Roof out here in these streets.
No, I don't want to be that. No, I just tell my friends how I feel. That's it.
The streets are talking. And tonight on Growing Up Hip-Hop Atlanta, everybody's going to get a chance to see you in action. This is some love advice to the little homie Bow Wow. Take a look.
Anytime I need a woman's perspective, you know, I know I can always count on Brad.
Has she ever dated a, like, celebrity before?
Not on my caliber.
If somebody new to it, it's going to take them some time to get used to it.
Why is you thinking that way?
It naturally comes in a woman's head that you wilding out if you're not with them, especially if they're new to the game and a little bit insecure. Even though you give it a whirl and make her feel like it's nothing to worry about, she going to get mad about it.
Did y'all catch Bow Wow say, oh, my caliber?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
honey,
my caliber.
Oh, yo, but Brad, the advice you was giving was so good, others formed around Bow Wow to listen to you tell him.
I don't even be paying attention to that. Like, when he asks me stuff, I just say how I feel.
If you give advice, I need advice.
Oh, what do you need advice about? What's happening in your life?
Because the type of guys that I date are homeless sexuals.
They're
guys that go gay for a place to live. I think I've dated a homosexual.
Oh, Lord, honey.
Both work for play.
No.
So when you break up, they homeless?
No, when they break up, I let them keep the place because they can't pay the rent. They're at least going to be over anyway.
See, that's some pimp there. You just keep the place.
Brad, you make a great love doctor because you have helped me out a many times. You told me, you know, that at one point when I first moved to there, you were going to help me out with somebody. So I think you do good for me, honey. And right now I'm really needing...
You don't know what you want, Gary. You got to get your life in order and figure out what it is you want. He can't be too much of a queen. He can't be too tough.
No, not too much of a queen. Can't be a queen at all.
Can't be a queen at all.
What about a jack?
But he can't be too... What about a spade?
A jack.
Coming up next, find out how Missy Elliott is making history, that and much more after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, I am happy to say that my girl, Missy Elliott, is the first female rapper nominated for the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Ooh, nice. Ooh. I can't believe she's the first.
That's right. Over the years, my girl Missy has written for some of your favorite artists like Monica, Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey. She wrote One in a Million for Aaliyah. She wrote for Whitney Houston, and the list goes on. And speaking of Mariah Carey, my bestie, excuse me, thank you, who was nominated last year, is also among those nominees for 2019. Other nominees include Chrissy Hynde, Vince Gill, Mike Love from the Beach Boys, and many more.
That's a dope class to be involved with.
Absolutely. It's well deserved, though.
Yeah, so Mariah was nominated last year and this year?
Yes.
She made it last year?
Yes.
Oh, so you get to, what, you keep being nominated?
Watch the shade. Watch the shade. The shade of it all.
Oh, no.
No, don't do that. She got years ahead. She should be nominated every year, darling.
But where's Lil Kim? Because the hardcore album should definitely be somewhere around.
No, here's
the
thing,
it's the songwriters.
This is not just female rap.
So Beyonce ain't never gonna make the list then?
She will.
Songwriters.
She will. Well,
she don't write her songs.
Beyonce don't write her
songs. Other people write her.
She
just put her name on.
She gets the credit.
It's a class project.
But Mariah writes all her own songs.
Does
and
she?
Missy writes all her own songs, really? And the other songs that she does for other people. Like, not just rap songs. These are songs.
So Mariah wrote Hero.
Yes.
Oh,
Mariah wrote Vision of Love. Mariah wrote everything
she
should have
put
out.
She should have been in there then.
So anybody that thinks any different, she does not get on and just jump on when somebody else writes.
Oh.
She demands to be there and write it herself, and you might add a hoo-hoo and a hee-hee or a doo-wop on there, but that's not all you're going to get.
Rich, you better have receipts, honey.
So basically, you're saying Beyonce needs to call Mariah.
No, I'm not saying that. I didn't know Beyonce don't write her own.
She does write her songs.
She writes some of them songs, but some of them songs are written by The Dream. Some of them songs are written by like other people.
Okay. It's
a class project.
Class project.
Yeah, it's okay.
Candy wrote that song for her and the group.
Bills.
Can you pay my bills?
Yeah.
Rihanna will never be in this.
Yeah. It's a class project.
Class project.
Y'all petty today.
All right, so you know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Gary, if you're looking for something to keep you warm that's not a person, I got something for you.
I don't want it, damn it.
It's the I Enjoy Down Alternative Comforter. It's ideal for all seasons.
But hair crack, it's heavy like a person.
That's because the Down Alternative Comforter has a down-like feel and a soft, creamy texture, and you're sure to enjoy it snuggling up in bed. It's 100% hypoallergenic, antimicrobial, and antibacterial, and as you can see, it's stitched with expertise. But wait, there's more. The baffle box construction prevents the fibers from shifting, which eliminates the need to fluff your comforter regularly.
Well, my question is this, Craig. How much is it?
Well, this might make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, but it won't get you pregnant. Usually, the awesome comforter would usually cost you anywhere between $120 and $160 before our Dish Nation viewers get this, y'all. It's just $29 and $39.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow to see my fabulous set visit to divorce court. And don't go anywhere, because after the break, we have a story that will make all you single ladies mad. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back from the Who Does That files. Have you guys ever heard of someone ring shaming themselves?
What?
Of course not. Well, an anonymous poster to Reddit went snooping and found the engagement ring her boyfriend was hiding from her. And instead of crying tears of joy at an upcoming proposal, she decided to post a pic of the ring online with this caption. Found this in my BF's nightstand. Not a fan. Please roast and then tell me how to tactfully say no. You need to go get something different.
Why would you go ahead and have the people to roast him first? That's your man.
Exactly.
That could have been a private conversation with that. Do not marry her. Tell him his card said.
But even though the ring looks like it should belong at a quinceañera, I mean, this is clear evidence that he doesn't know her if she thinks it's not enough.
True teeth. The ring is on the sick and shut in list. It really is.
Yes,
but
pray my strength in the Lord, honey.
But what if this is all that dude can afford?
I need more information. Does she take the bus? Does she drive? I mean, it depends, because value goes both ways.
Yeah, but a woman's walkable purse, honey, costs more than all those things. So there you have it.
True. The walkable purse,
you
honey.
You pocketbook that thing home to Dish Nation, honey.
Snatch my purse, honey.
Yes. Okay.
Anita Baker wrote the song, You Are So Priceless to Me.
What you say is more precious than silver and gold.
How about it?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.